Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Miller. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting second. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer bunts towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to third. Comer moves to second. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mincher scores. Comer moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pilots. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The slide. Roseboro applies the tag. Comer is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hovley. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Hovley steals second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive towards first. Reese catches it and throws to Carew, who tags Davis for the double play. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Comer moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oyler hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. Killebrew moves to second. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Roseboro moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Pilots, 1. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive towards second. Gill catches it and steps on second to double up Roseboro. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merritt Reyneau pinch hits for Ray Euler. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nettles. Reyneau reaches second base with a double. There goes Clark trying to get to home. Nettles throws the ball into Cardenas, who relays the ball to Roseboro, who tags Clark, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Gordy Lund pinch runs for Merritt Reyneau. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gordy Lund now playing shortstop. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney scoops up the ball and tags Cardenas for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hobley hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Davis steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund fields it and throws to home to get Killebrew. Nettles moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Lund settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney bunts in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Comer moves to second. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark is walked intentionally. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Diego Segui. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Comer moves to third. Clark moves to second. Marty Patton pinch runs for Tommy Harper. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Comer scores. Clark moves to third. Patton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.